This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works? Grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Family was very happy in Green Bay. I had 3 boys. They love the school system. We love the school system. And I love my time with the Cardinals. But I didn't feel like a father, you know? I was never home. Here I was. And that just meant so much to me. And I thought, you know, I don't want to operate. I had a chance to leave after 1 year here and go. And I said, no. My family's settled. I'm going to stay right here. It would have been awful tough for me to leave here. In fact, I'm not sure I ever could have. I don't know if the opportunity would have ever dragged me away. It just meant that much to me. I almost feel like I was born and raised in Green Bay. I've been here so long, you know. But nothing else would ever compare to it. I think I could go to any NFL franchise, and it wouldn't be this. It wouldn't be what I really love about this place, because this is so rare. We're so lucky to have it, and I don't think I'd find that any other job.
The legendary Bob Harlan. Talking about how much he loved Green Bay and the special relationship that he had with the city, its fans, as the president of the Green Bay Packers from 1989 to 2008. Passed away late yesterday at the age of 89. It is 9 to noon. And remembering, celebrating the life of Bob Harlan, an absolute transformational figure in Packers history. And as we said in the first 20 minutes of the show or so, just a good man by all indications. And from anybody who had the opportunity and the blessing of crossing paths with him, including Brandon and myself, a man who worked for the Green Bay Packers and obviously had a relationship and interactions with Bob Harlan, longtime Packers offensive coordinator, now a UFL coach with the Louisville Kings, and one of Brandon's co-hosts on the Locked On Packers podcast. Pleasure to welcome in Jeff Jagodzinski. Jeff, how are you this morning, my man?
I'm great. Good morning. How's everything going?
Good. As I've been saying throughout the show this morning, celebrating the memory of Bob Harlan rather than focusing on the mourning and the sadness of the loss of a man like that. And I'm sure you agree. There's a lot to celebrate there with a man like Bob Harlan.
I tell you, he was one of the most genuine people that I met in my time in the NFL, and I was really honored and blessed to be with a guy like that. I mean, his leadership style, it was not an authoritative leadership style, and it was from the top down, but he was very respectful of other people's opinions, and he wanted to know, you know, what you thought, and he was just a good, overall, great man.
Coach, when you look at the job that Harlan has done, obviously off the field speaks volumes, where he's able to, you know, push for that renovation of Lambeau Field. But what he did on the field, and I know you brought it up, and how he cared about each one of his coaches and players and everybody working in that building. But without what he did on the field, like, there may not be, you know, Titletown might not really exist. And what he did hiring Ron Wolf and allowing Ron Wolf to go out there and find Brett Favre, and then hiring Ted Thompson and allowing Ted Thompson to draft Aaron Rodgers. Is it safe to say without his leadership on the football side of things, there may not be the Green Bay Packers?
I would say so. Some of the hires that he made, and, you know, in any organization, it's all about the people. It's not about the building and all that. It's about the people and, you know, extending your vision as a leader. And by hiring Ron Wolf, Green Bay became a desirable place to be. You know, they used to threaten guys that, hey, look, you guys don't do right, we're going to ship you off to Green Bay. And I mean, you guys have heard that story. Yeah. And they really did. And nobody really wanted to come there because, you know, it's cold and whatever. But Ron, because of Bob hiring Ron, he turned that whole thing around in the perception of Green Bay and what Green Bay Packers were all about.
Talking with Jeff Kaczynski, a longtime Packers coach and offensive coordinator. And Jags, you touched on this when we brought you on at first, and I said in the first segment of the show, and this isn't a knock on anybody, but most guys who are as high up in organizations like the Green Bay Packers and an NFL organization, you almost feel like they breathe a different air than you. Like they give off an aura of like, I don't want to say superiority, because again, that sounds critical and that's not what I mean to say. But with Bob Harlan, you felt like for all that he accomplished and for the heights that he reached and the office that he held, still felt like you were just talking to a guy on the street and a guy who made you feel like seen and known and appreciated and like you mattered. And I'm guessing that trickled down to you guys on the coaching staff. You didn't have to be Mike Holmgren or Mike McCarthy. No. You didn't have to be the head guy. Bob treated everyone that way in and out of the organization.
No, they did. And even out in public, if he saw you,
yeah,
I mean, he would know like your wife's name, and or if you had a baby or just had a kid, he goes, hey, how's so-and-so doing? How's your baby doing? And he would know their names. And I'll tell you another one, too, is his wife, Madeline. Everybody loved her, too. And she operated with so much class, and she always made sure. And like, hey, does your wife need anything? And I mean, talk about like the president of the Packers, you know, and, right. and her wife. And they were really concerned. And, you know, what I was talking about, Bob would take everybody and treated everybody with respect. And the people in the organization, I'm including like the maintenance staff and the people cleaning the building and all that, he gave them as much respect as any head coach or any assistant coach in the whole organization. So, you know, and he was very genuine about it. And the thing is, when you're with the Packers, and just say that you were like in the maintenance staff, everybody around Green Bay goes, man, tell me stories. And they wanted to be associated with you because you're part of the Packer organization. That's how much it meant to everybody.
Coach, when you look at the Packers way, quote unquote, and that's something that mm-hmm. I think Harlan probably established early on taking over when he did. And obviously the winning side of things and in the Packers 13 straight seasons of 500 or better, we talk about stability, patience, leadership, continuity. Do you think that his philosophy is still evident in how this organization is operating today, even though he hasn't been in charge for now over 20 years?
I think so. I think, you know, as if you come in as a leader, you obviously have your own style in that. But I think the guys that have taken over for him and have been in that position then and then now, I think they all understand how important that the Packer pride and the way people did it, that worked. That worked for the Packers, and it always will, I believe.
And you've worked for other organizations, currently a coach for the Louisville Kings. How different was the culture in Green Bay and with the Packers than it is in other places that you've been, and the culture that, as you said, Bob Harlan set and still exists today?
Yeah. I think that he brought a deal of, like, it wasn't like winning at all costs. But it was like, we're here to win, and we're here to win championships. And, like, coaches aren't judged on – and Brent and I have had this conversation on his show. Coaches aren't judged on regular season wins. They're just not. They're judged on Super Bowls and how they do, how well they do in the playoffs. So, and you know, they don't name a street after a guy for just winning games, right? You got to win the game, and that's always the expectation in Green Bay.
Coach, when you look at the Packers now, there's obviously has been a few changes. When you got Mark Murphy, then you have Ed Policy.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at Bob Harlan and the legacy that he will leave behind, we know what he's done on the field. I kind of rattled off some numbers. What is the one thing that you will always cherish? What is the one thing you will always remember? What is the one thing you will always, when you think about it, you'll have a little smile, maybe a tear. What's the one thing you will always remember about Bob Harlan?
You know what? It was really just a story. Bob and I were having a conversation one day, and it wasn't like he came down and, hey, let's talk Jags. But we were talking, and because I was a Wisconsin guy from Milwaukee or West Dallas, you know, and he knew that and how important that thing was to me. But I don't know if anybody really realizes that Bob was the sports information director at Marquette University. And at that time, Al McGuire was the basketball coach. You know, everybody knows who Al was, the championship and all that. But he had taken Al to like a dinner. It was like a banquet or something where Al was like the keynote speaker, and Al's up there telling a story about how he was an all-state quarterback and they went to the state championship and how much he enjoyed playing football. And after the banquet, after a speech, and it was, everything was done, Bob says to Al, he goes, I didn't realize that you played quarterback. And Al McGuire goes, he goes, I never played quarterback. He goes, you know what? He goes, you got to play to the crowd. You got to tell them what they want to hear. And, you know, Bob just laughed about it. And that's the story that I remember the most about Bob Harlan. And he was a good-natured guy, and he was just a lot of fun. And he never, really was.
And he never really wanted to necessarily talk ball, right? Like, he wanted to know. He wanted to know other things that were going on in your life.
Yeah, he did. Like I said, family was really important to him. And because of the small town, you know, that Green Bay's in, and everybody knows everybody else, really. And here's really an interesting thing, too. When they were trying to pass the referendum, Bob was out there like he was running for mayor and trying to sell the Packers and trying, because I mean, that wasn't like an easy get, right? That was millions and millions of dollars in that referendum, and Bob worked tirelessly to get that done.
Last one for me, Jags. I don't know if Brandon has another one for you. I'm just curious because I've had interactions with him. I didn't know Bob intimately or have a personal relationship with him, but just in the few interactions that I had with him, interviews on the radio and whatnot, or quick conversations behind the scene, such a sweet man, like such a nice man. Did you ever see or even catch wind of Bob Harlan losing his temper at any point?
No.
Like, did he even have
anything Brent did, maybe?
Come on, guys. No, you know what? No, he wasn't. And again, he was authentic, and that really came through when you talked to him. He's very authentic and very, very genuine on the type of man he was. And the thing is, like, when you're a guy like that, you can't fake that for all those years. I mean, that's just who he was. And I've never heard one person say a bad thing about Bob Harlan. Not one. Ever. And you know what? I never heard Bob Harlan speak anything bad about anybody else. I mean, that's just the kind of guy he was. And he's going to be sorely missed there. And like I say, he was just a really, really good man. Good family man, too.
When you say, like, you've never heard him lose his mind, is that because, Jags, that he kind of let football people handle football business,
and he
handled the business side of things and had and separated that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Patton was one of the first few to do that, and that's obviously still kind of transcendent now. And was that part of the reason? Like, he was like, hey, Ron, Brett's your issue. I'm going to go out here and sell this renovation. You worry about Brett.
Right. No, he did. He never came down to my office. He goes, Jags, what about that protection you called on 3rd and 9? That was awful. That was just the worst call. I mean, why are you calling 2-Jet? You should have called 76 or whatever it is. But he didn't. That wasn't him. It was more about the organization and how could we make the organization better. It wasn't just about, like, it was never football, actually. It was more about just people.
That is Jeff Jagodzinski, former Green Bay coach, currently coach for the UFL Louisville Kings, and catch him with Brandon frequently on the Locked On Packers podcast. Jags, really appreciate the time on this day and helping us to remember and celebrate the life of a good man in Bob Harlan.
Yeah, it was an honor, guys. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works? Grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.